I'm thinking of dropping out of college. I know that in order to get a well-paying job, I need a good education. But with state budget cuts looming, I wonder if it's possible. My tuition keeps rising, and lack of funding means the courses I need to graduate aren't as available. So I'm paying more for school, and it's taking longer for me to graduate. Last year, I spent $800 per semester. Now, I need $1,000 to cover all the expenses. Sometimes I wonder if I should have stayed in my home country, El Salvador. We didn't have fancy classrooms, and our books were outdated, but our teachers were like family. They came to our homes for tutoring and kept our parents updated on our progress. Here, I often sit in classrooms where teachers are so overwhelmed by their class size that I go completely unnoticed. My parents brought me to this country 12 years ago for a top-notch education. And now, a lot of the resources that help me compete on a level playing field are being cut, like tutoring, electives, and teacher office hours. My struggles with school are even getting in the way of my social life. I'm only 19. While most of my wealthier friends go to clubs and restaurants, I'm stuck at home, worrying about how I'll help my parents pay next month's bills. Phone, cable, and car payments. On top of the school tuition, I pay myself. I plan to finish this school year, but if I continue, I'll probably be paying more for what could be an inferior education. This isn't the American dream my family envisioned. I just want my parents to experience the joy of watching their daughter graduate from college, a dream they thought could come true. And now, they're afraid it's vanishing. With a perspective, I'm Denise Tejada.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.